You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Episode number 13 of the Rosie Report Spring Training Edition. Jim Rosenhaus along with you today from Goodyear, Arizona, and the Guardian Spring Training Complex following a really solid weekend. Yes, there were a couple of victories over Seattle on Saturday night and against the Rockies on Sunday afternoon, but the big stories in both games, tremendous starting pitching. Zach Plesac on Saturday night, 6 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. He was absolutely outstanding. And then yesterday, Sunday, Shane Bieber was terrific. 7 innings of one-run baseball, allowed just 4 hits. He has allowed just 3 runs all spring and certainly appears ready for a big 2023 season. So that's your weekend recap. And again, we're glad you could join us as we head into the final full week of spring training. Yes, sir, the 2023 season is right around the corner. It will open up a week from Thursday in Seattle for the Guardians. And one of the keys for Cleveland this season will be center fielder Miles Straw. He won a Gold Glove a year ago, and he's certainly doing some things to improve offensively in what was a roller coaster season for him. He went through some real tough patches and battled through and still played that great defense, but obviously he wants to make some improvements offensively. And we had a chance to catch up with him earlier in the spring and talk about the Gold Glove, hitting, and some other items too.
Miles, you look let's start first, Gold Glove Award. What did that mean to you as someone who seems to take such pride in his defense?
Definitely an awesome experience. Tremendous award. Thankfully we had 4 of them this year. Just kind of shows what this team does, like, you know, throughout our days, like, we take defense very seriously. We take pride in defense. It's kind of who we are. You know, we're a very athletic team. So we play, you know, we play aggressive, whether it's, you know, on the bases, in the field, like, we go all out. So it just kind of shows, you know, the effort level that we bring, I feel like, and the energy. And I mean, that's how we play the field. We play aggressive. We try to make every play we can, and we take pride in that, saving our pitchers.
You make the occasional highlight reel catch, but I feel like there's a lot of times where you get to a ball and it doesn't look like that hard a catch, maybe because some preparation that you do. And explain how that works, where you can get to balls that maybe others don't.
Yeah, I mean, you should always give 100% to, I mean, any ball possible. So sometimes guys get bad jumps. You know, I'm going to get bad jumps this year. You know, everyone's going to get a bad jump, but you try to eliminate those bad jumps as much as possible, because a lot of these diving plays you see nowadays are caused probably because of a bad jump. So, maybe if I go and get one and it looks easier than it is, maybe it's because I got that good jump. And, some of these diving plays that you see me make, like, oh, you know, that was such a great play. Well, realistically, I could have very easily had a bad jump and it just looked cool for the fans or whatever. But that's how it is a lot of the times. Like, I watch outfielders do it all the time. They'll get a false step and then they got to come racing in and then they slide. But that's just the makeup of what they did wrong in the beginning. But, it's just the little things like that fans, fans don't really see a whole lot. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. And obviously, you know, the diving plays are always cool. So, you just try to get to any ball, however, whether it's a slide. I mean, obviously you would like to stay on your feet as an outfielder, but it happens. It happens in tons of different ways that you could never really imagine. So,
offensively, you had some good stretches. You had some times where you really had to battle last year, and I know you came into Cleveland a little bit in the off season. What were you trying to work on and get to that will help you this season?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, getting that one-on-one time, you know, me, Free, and Will were up there, and that one-on-one time is great. I mean, you get to spend hours and hours, and, you know, we spent 3 days up there, so just having the time to talk with, you know, Val, Eck, and, you know, Espo, and those guys, and kind of just cleaning things up and, you know, really looking back at what you were doing wrong and kind of trying to tweak those things with different drills and stuff. was definitely nice to have, and you know, I'm feeling pretty good about coming into, you know, this season.
Have you noticed any differences here in the very early stages of spring training?
Not quite yet, though, just because I still don't feel 100%. My body's not to where it should feel. But, you know, those things are definitely remembered on what we worked with. And, you know, just got to go out there and translate to the games. And once I think I've, you know, my body feels 100%, I think it'll definitely help me with, you know, just getting into the legs and the little things like that.
So you take some time to do that this offseason. How about recreationally? I know you like to fish and things like that. Did you have a chance to do much of that this offseason?
Yeah, not a ton. I did get out there a few times with my buddies, but not as much as I'd like to. But, I mean, I still, you know, get to go on the boat. Got to cruise over to Plesac's house on the boat. Vice versa, he comes over to mine. So definitely like to get out in the water as much as possible. I think it's good for the soul, just being on a boat. Something about being on a boat and being in the ocean is very satisfying, so it's definitely one of my favorite things to do.
And you're back here with a team that has really good expectations. You were a part of that before you were acquired by Cleveland with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have a pretty good idea of what makes a good team click, and what do you see in here that's really encouraging?
Yeah, I mean, we're all super young, you know, tons of us. I mean, a ton of our team just has gotten a taste of the big league level, and, you know, one thing that really sticks out for me is just, and you're going to see it from probably 90% of the guys that, you know, get these interviews. They're going to say that the team camaraderie, but it's real. I mean, we hang out so much. Like, everybody loves each other. Like, I hang out with relievers, starters, bench players, you know, Jose. You know, everyone hangs out with everybody, which is tremendous. Like, we all have this, you know, this great chemistry where we just, you know, we'll get dinner together. It doesn't matter who it is. You grab three random guys and you go and you enjoy your night. So it's like, whenever you have a kind of a squad like that, it's kind of hard to, you know, to roll up and not be on board with each other and to not just want to win together. It makes it way easier. It makes it a lot more enjoyable, and, you know, it makes the team better for sure.
Did that take a while to develop last year, or was it right out of the chute you had that good relationships?
I don't know. I feel like all the guys here are just great. I feel like it kind of, since I got here, I mean, you know, ever since I was traded, I slowly got to learn, you know, the people, and, you know, that goes for, like, everybody. I rave about the training staff, you know, I rave about our coaches. Like, you can say anything to anybody here. Like, you know, it's all open arms. It's all, you know, everyone's open ears. So if you got a problem, you can, you know, not that there's ever been, like, problems where you got to dish it out with the player, but if you have an issue, you can go to anybody here and you can tell them anything. And, you know, when you have that kind of, when you have that feeling, it just makes you a lot more comfortable.
You're a Florida native, but here you are in Cleveland, and it seems like you really embraced Northeast Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
How come? What stands out to you? What's made it a place you want to have some investment in?
You know, I like it, you know, especially in the summertime. Obviously April can be a little frigid, but that's okay, you know, that's part of the seasons, and that's one thing you don't get in Florida. So for me, going up to, you know, Cleveland, you get to see the leaves change colors, you get to see some snow, you get to have some, you know, nice summer temperature, you know. And when I was in Houston, I mean, compared to Houston, when I was in Houston, you go outside for 4 minutes and you're drenched in sweat in July. So obviously having a 3-year-old girl, we like to take her to the parks and, you know, take her to the lake and stuff. So, you know, our daughter loves it. She loves going swimming. She likes playing on all the cool playgrounds. And, you know, Cleveland has a ton of great playgrounds and outdoor things to do. So, we get out and we're pretty active throughout the, you know, through the community, and we like to get out and explore. And, you know, there's a bunch of beautiful trails and, you know, rivers and stuff. So it's really a nice place to get around and explore. I mean, the average player, I remember when I got traded, I was like, man, not really sure about, like, what there is to do in Cleveland, just because, you know, most of the time you just spend your time at the hotel and you don't get to explore, you know. And you know, I moved out here and got to explore, you know, West Cleveland for the most part. I haven't really been to East Cleveland, but West Cleveland, I mean, I love it. It's got everything I need. It's got, you know, it's got the food, it's got it all. So, I don't know, we're very thankful, very happy, and, you know, we enjoy our time in Cleveland.
Great to check in with Miles Straw, as always, and he figures to be a big key to the success of the 2023 Guardians. Mention, this is the final full week of spring training for the Guards. They'll be up in
surprise today. They're taking on the Texas Rangers. That is an MLB app and MLB.com web exclusive today. So we hope you can join us for that on whatever device you tune into the games on. We'll have that for you. I'll be joined by Ryan Mitchell, who's the AAA Columbus broadcaster. He's in town for this last week of spring training, and we'll look forward to talking with Ryan and covering the game for you today. A 4:05 Eastern time first pitch. Hammy's back tomorrow. Full radio broadcast tomorrow as the Dodgers come to Goodyear for another 4:05 start time as we get deeper into this final week of the 2023 Cactus League schedule. That's going to do it for this edition of the Rosie Report. As always, thank you so much for downloading and listening to the Rosie Report.